It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2015 SHOT Show, the Sands Convention Center, and the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, I'm welcoming the one and only, the venerable Taryn Butler. Taryn, welcome.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Taryn.
I have a new product.
You do have a new product. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about impossible shots. We're going to talk about all kinds of fun stuff that we got going. And hopefully, maybe some celebrity impersonations, because I can do a strong Jim Skouten.
I could do the guy from Silence of the Lambs.
That guy's creepy.
You're a great big fat person.
You set me up. We can do a little Arnold. We can do a little of this, a little of that. We're going to talk about new Magwells.
Yes, I have a new Magwell now for the Glock. This one is solid brass. We also have aluminum.
Right.
I want to make a Magwell that funneled all the way to the edges.
Yes.
Most Magwells have a big flat here with a screw and a big flat in the front and flats down the side. I wanted anywhere you hit with a mag to go in.
Right.
But I didn't want to have a big bump in the back, so I flattened it so it also fits the box rule, because Vogel's very adamant that it's got to fit for the world shoot.
Yes, definitely.
So it's the only one that's flattened off in the back. It's also the only one that's one piece.
Yes.
There isn't two pieces in the screw. It's 5.5 ounces. Vogel wants as much meat in this thing as possible. It softens up the Glock or polymer guns.
So as quick as we could, we got it together for this polymer gun. But we definitely have one in development, almost ready for M&P.
Absolutely.
Because that's the one I'm interested in. Because right now I'm using a Speed Shooters, which is okay.
Yeah.
But some cases, and you know, this is kind of a known thing, if we're running TTI base pads, we have some interference and there has to be some adjustments made.
We do. And on this one, I have that little cutout there for the pin. It also fits flat magazines. If somebody doesn't have a base pad, they don't
right.
want to buy one.
You can just run your factory
right
mag in
there
too.
Good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. The brass is going to add a little extra weight. In some cases, people might want that. The aluminum, probably a little lighter.
Yeah, this is 5.5 ounces.
Okay.
The aluminum is way lighter. So
yeah.
It's like nothing. So we'll have all kind of colors like we do with the base pad for the aluminum, and brass will probably be in black, gray, and have the logo on the back.
Outstanding. Now, I've got a new impossible shot with you on its way, the people will be happy to know, where we did the El Prez with the rifle.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give it away, but we did the El Prez with the rifle. And you got to see this to believe this, because I quite honestly used every single attempt you made because I had to fill it up. Because you did it in 5 tries.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I hope we can count on more stuff coming, because it's always fun to come out to L.A. and check out what might be the next impossible shot that Taryn might be coming up with. You got a bunch of new girls on the team, too?
Yeah, awesome. Awesome great girls. We have Tori Jordan, Sammy Vu, Diana Huffstedler, Corinne Mosier. Just a lot of wonderful girls on there.
Well, it's amazing, because I'm watching
Sammy.
I'm watching this over the social media feeds, and I'm seeing some of the most incredible shooting. Where do you keep finding these girls? Where is this talent pool coming from, bro?
I don't know. I just have an eye for who's good at doing stuff and personalities and what they do, and they're great at marketing, and they're wonderful people. I'm very lucky. They all are like their best friends. I mean, they really are. You know.
It just clicks.
Yeah.
It just works all together. The TTI family continues to grow. Ross is here with you guys. The Gorillas are here with you guys, talking about making a commercial. I just recorded a little sound blurb for them, talking about ITTI, which I do, because I love
my
shotgun very much.
I appreciate
it. And I love my rifle very much, and I love my base pads very much.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to very much my new Magwell for my pistol. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, we'll be doing a trigger for the M&P also, and sights too.
Okay, so an aluminum trigger.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All these things just happening.
Yeah.
At this point, it's got to be going well.
Very well.
If people wanted to get involved, say somebody wants to ITTI, be able to say that like we can, how long are they going to wait if they want to get a rifle or if they want to get a shotgun?
Shotguns are maybe a couple weeks sometimes. We like to buy like 30, 40 at a time and get them done.
Yeah.
If you have you want a green sight, a red sight, that's not a big deal. Barrel lengths are not a big deal, so there's not that much variance. It's lefty, righty, that's quick. So we're not waiting, 17 weeks and 35 months.
17
and,
weeks.
Now we have a new cut on the Benelli. Keith came out. We did the whole 5.11 thing with all the girls, Tackerel, Michelle. And
we talking about Garcia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Came out, and he did a cut on his gun Benelli. One of my first Benellis, the older one, he cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
He came out, and my gunsmith and I just did a whole another version of what he did on it. Got all in there. Now he's doing 8 rounds in under 3 seconds.
Unbelievable.
Which is totally insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. But he's, so he's throwing quads.
He's
and he's getting
quads,
8 in under 3
left-handed
seconds.
Left-handed quads in under 3.
Well, I mean, and he's one of the best in the world at that.
He's the best at both ways.
At all of it.
Yeah, he's raging.
That's pretty incredible.
And he's new on my team.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good.
And Nils, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And Vogel and Tackerel Michelle. There's a lot of wonderful people.
We saw Nils at Multigun Nationals this past year. He did very well campaigning the TTI rifle and so on. So,
well, Nils is a phenom. I mean, he's a walkie. So is Rob. So is Bob Vogel. They're both amazing, unreal people. So is Keith. You know, very lucky to have them, you know, working with me.
I mean, when you have the finest products available for that sport, you attract the finest talent.
We have one new little thing I wanted to show you really quick.
Yeah, please.
We finally have for the Glock 45, from 13 rounds, you go to 17 rounds for the Glock 21.
Okay, no, so, new extended base pad for that magazine pad.
Yeah, it'll actually hold 18, but it's a little tight.
Now, here's a surprise question. Magpul's making new magazines in that same pattern. Have you looked at those and do the base pads work there?
No, they don't, but they're a good magazine, and you know, Magpul always makes great magazines and great stuff, but it doesn't fit. It's more of a, you know, less expensive magazine.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily the choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
They won't fit on there. It's a different design.
Excellent. And again, all of these offerings either for M&P already or in development for M&P.
Yes.
Which is extremely exciting for me, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. It's amazing when I'm here. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. Wait, you set me up again.
Set me up.
Awesome. Thanks again, Taryn. We got more coming.